Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. A little bit later, we're going to be talking about Ciclovia, which is this Sunday. But right now, the Alamo Area Council of Governments, ACOG, is dealing with a scandal. The top two executives, the director, Dean Danos, and the deputy director, Mike Quinn, are looking at being terminated over their connection with the Try Him Foundation and its director, Jacqueline Cooper. Eva Ruth Moravec joins us from the San Antonio Express News to talk about the scandal and what is happening now. Eva, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
So today would have been the day where Danos and Quinn would have gotten their walking papers, according to the reporting that we see, but not so. What happened?
Well, yeah, we had a committee meeting earlier this week in which executive committee members recommended that the full board of ACOG goes ahead with terminations for both Mr. Danos and Mr. Quinn. Unfortunately, there was a filing mistake that occurred among ACOG staff. It was the job of the administrative assistant to the executive director to properly post the meeting in accordance with Texas Open Meeting Act. And that was not done on the state level. It's supposed to be posted 72 hours in advance of the meeting. Since that was not done, the ACOG meeting that had been scheduled for today was canceled and rescheduled for Monday at 10 a.m.
Now, you've been doing some great reporting at the San Antonio Express News about this developing scandal at ACOG, but I also want to acknowledge the work that Joe Conger has been doing over at Ken's TV, Channel 5, and he has been breaking the story wide open, covering the Try Him Foundation, and it's a bizarre director, Jacqueline Cooper. What do we know about Try Him Foundation?
Absolutely. Well, Joe Conger and Ken's actually began to investigate Jacqueline Cooper and the Try Him Foundation in 2012 when there were questions about what exactly the company did. It purported to give out grant money to local entities such as ACOG, and in fact, these two executives had been expecting up to $168 million that would come from Try Him and grant money to fund seven different projects. So what Conger's reporting in 2012 revealed was that it appeared to be sort of a sham organization, that the money that various people who were expecting it had never really come through. So there were questions about, you know, how reasonably, you know, real all of this was at that time. What happened recently to sort of break this all up was ACOG got a letter from J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, which they have 10 bank accounts with currently, that said that, you know, due to some funky activity in one of the accounts, ACOG was going to have to move all of its accounts out of J.P. Morgan and Chase Bank and find a new bank. The funky activity was related to an account that was set up specifically to capture this grant money from Jacqueline Cooper and Try Him. But according to some statements that I got through an open records request in November and December, there were transactions, wire transactions directly to Jacqueline Cooper from this account, and that sort of raised some red flags for the bank and for ACOG as well.
So let's talk about ACOG and what they've been doing with Try Him. ACOG was subleasing office space to Try Him, and at their building on Tesoro Drive, but they never moved into that space. This is even after ACOG paid to renovate for that space, but then because they could never have any office furniture and they had no computers, they instead set up in the building in the police academy classrooms.
That's correct. I mean, for whatever reason, they never occupied the space that they did sign a lease for and that they did have renovated, you know, to fit their needs. Up until, you know, fairly recently, they were using other parts of the building for various meetings and various, you know, things that they needed to get done, and were supposed to be having a lunch with potential grant recipients in the past 2 weeks at the ACOG building, and we're told in a recent letter once ACOG severed its ties with Jacqueline Cooper and Trihim and essentially evicted them, that they were not allowed to use any parts of the building anymore.
So they were very close. ACOG and Trihim were very close. They would have lots of meetings together with people who would come to San Antonio seeking foundation money from Trihim.
Well,
And Jacqueline Cooper had business cards that said that she worked for ACOG.
That part is still kind of coming out. You know, one thing that's kind of under question is what relationship did Dean Danos and Mike Quinn have with Jacqueline Cooper? There are people who were seeking grants who, once they would see Dean Danos and Mike Quinn sort of with Jacqueline Cooper at functions, like at dinners and things like that. So, you know, some have said that sort of gave the impression that ACOG supported this organization or vouched for them or, you know, stood by them at least.
They gave them the air of credibility, instant credibility.
Exactly.
And so what Jacqueline Cooper was doing, she was going around town promising millions of dollars to organizations, nonprofits, telling them that they were going to get all of this money, but that money never showed up.
That's correct.
And that's disruptive. That's destructive.
Right. I mean, essentially, ACOG is really only out about $127,000 now that Cooper owes in unpaid rent. She did promise this $168 million in grant money. And, you know, the two executives who are kind of under fire were still under the impression and still said that money was coming up until they got placed on administrative leave. So, you know, whether that money was ever going to be around is kind of anybody's guess. ACOG Chair Kevin Wolf has said that he never expected it would be available and that it was never coming. But again, Dean Danos and Mike Quinn were under the opposite impression.
So as you mentioned, that Joe Conger's stories on Ken's TV that broke the story started in November of 2012. How could the people who run ACOG claim ignorance of what Trihim Foundation was and what Jacqueline Cooper was in her history of breaking the law when all that was out in the public?
Well, that's a good question. And even more to that effect is a vetting document that I obtained through an open records request. It's 60 pages, came from ACOG's lawyers at the time in 2012, before they got into any business with Jacqueline Cooper. ACOG's own lawyers basically advised Dean Danos to use caution in doing any business with them, specifically, you know, told him that they needed to get a credit check on her and her company, and raised several red flags, including criminal convictions, civil judgments against her, a home health care license that was revoked, and several things. So there were rumblings of issues in 2012, and part of what an ongoing internal investigation in ACOG is looking into now is exactly what policies and procedures did Danos and Quinn possibly break in dealing with Jacqueline Cooper. The due diligence documents that I mentioned apparently never went past Dean Danos. They were never presented to the ACOG board. So although the lawyers had been vetting this company and this woman, it didn't get any further than Dean Danos.
Eva Ruth Moravec, thank you so much from the San Antonio Express News, getting us up to date on the scandal at ACOG and what could be happening for Dean Danos, the director, and their deputy director, Mike Quinn. They could be looking at getting terminated very soon, as soon as they can have a open meetings meeting at ACOG. We're going to be right back. This is The Source on KSTX.